9 degrees and sunshine. That's nice. Sun makes everything better, but it's still very bitter cold. Prepare yourself and the kids and the pets for that. But enjoy the sunshine. 9 degrees, high of about 24 a little later. It's not till Sunday that we see like 39 degrees and we actually call it a warm-up. Daniel Howes, all-around good guy, bright guy, Detroit News senior editor for business and auto, is weighing in this morning on the good news from the hardworking men and women of the UAW and from every aspect of General Motors, top to bottom, to have a record $14.5 billion earnings that padded the bonuses up to $12,750, going to about 42,300 hourly employees. Daniel, good morning. Always a pleasure having you on board. I got to tell you, and I'll take it from you, you're the expert in this area, but this is a really big win for Mary Barra, the CEO, Mark Royce, who we spoke with on the show yesterday, and all of Team GM. I mean, this, we've gone through hell in the auto industry, like so many other industries, over the last 2 or 3, 4 years. Yet you wouldn't know it with figures like this, Daniel.
Well, I think that's right. Good morning, Doug. I mean, it's a very impressive showing. I think it answers one of the questions or at least partially answers one of the questions that's been hanging out there for GM particularly and Detroit more generally, is can you manage adversity? Because a lot of investors historically have believed that these companies in this town can't manage adversity. And once you certainly run into problems or slowdowns in the marketplace, everything becomes a cataclysm and thousands of people get laid off. Instead, what we've seen here is some really good performance. They've negotiated their way through a chronic chip shortage, which has impacted low inventories, which has impacted sales. They've raised their average transaction price, so they're getting more money per vehicle in the marketplace. And performing really, really well. And the investment community yesterday was just overjoyed. And at one point when I checked the numbers, they were up roughly 8% on the day.
Wow.
And a lot of people are saying that they just blew. I think one analyst said that Mary Barra and the team knocked the cover off the ball. So I think this is this is also important because they're going into a very important year this year, launching electrified versions of three very high-profile, high-volume product: the Silverado pickup, the Chevy Silverado, the Chevy Blazer SUV, and the smaller Chevy Equinox. So this is kind of momentum they need to carry into this year. And then, of course, later, in late summer, early fall, we're going to be looking at the auto talks, negotiations with the UAW, with a new leadership. We don't know how that's going to play out. Driven from both the establishment Ruther Administrative Caucus and then some of the dissident challengers who have won their leadership roles, including the vice president head of the GM department, a guy by the name of Mike Booth, who is now, and he was part of the outsider faction to win leadership. So we've got a lot of change coming, but this is a really good performance. Ford comes tomorrow after the markets close. We'll see if they can follow in kind or frankly not. So we'll just have to wait and see.
We're hoping to it's become a tradition that the head of Ford, that Jim Farley, will come on after these numbers are announced, either the morning of or the morning after, and we'll look forward to that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, it's GM we're talking about with their record $14.5 billion in earnings. The bonuses that have totaled about $500 million for the year, which they'll be getting in their February checks. That's coming soon, that up to $12,500. And that money mostly comes into our community. Now, hopefully people are going to pay off debt and add to their savings. But they also will be buying things, which is good for other businesses. But back to some more incredible news coming from GM. Mary Barra talking about the guidance for GM for this year includes $2 billion in cost savings in the automotive business over the next 2 years. That used to mean exactly what you talked about a moment ago, Daniel Howes, the kind of cutbacks that happen, and the ones we're seeing in the tech sector where 13,000, 18,000, all these layoffs, GM is saying that they're not planning layoffs. They're quoting Mary, "We're limiting our hiring to only the most strategically important roles and will use attrition to help manage overall headcount." That is huge.
Well, I think it is, but I think it is huge. And as I said, you know, when we get into environments where the annual selling rate would have been, you know, 13, 14 million units a year, that would have been a cataclysm in this town. Now they've managed their way through. I think last year closed at like 14.2, 14.3, something like that. It's a whole different world. They're managing better. They're far more realistic about how they manage and run their business. They've got a lot more cash, and they generate a lot more cash, which is able to feed a lot of the programs, including all the electrification. And comparing it to the tech world, I mean, the tech world grew like Topsy for how many years? And I think what you're seeing now is a reset and a level set and a drawback, which is why the street is actually trading some of these tech shares up, because they see that these companies are starting to come to terms with, you know, their go-go growth mentality and cutting back. I don't think we're in the same boat here in this town. And frankly, we're reloading and reconfiguring the talent, particularly within the salaried ranks, that we need, the kind of computer programmers and tech-driven talent that historically has not made Detroit its first stop when looking for a job. Now they are starting to make Detroit a first stop, because there are opportunities here to be part of something very special, which is the electrification of a 110-year-old industry.
Right, absolutely right. And we, like it or not, we have the experience of the ups and downs of the automotive world and the automotive industry. We always used to say it was cyclical, whereas the folks, the techies, I'll call them, they only knew up. They never knew the downs. And so when they had the downs, which they're having now, it's massive. That's how you see 18,000, 13,000, 10,000 layoffs. So our experience, even though Elon Musk makes fun of us, the experience is paying off in a big way during a troubling economy.
Yeah, and a lot of it comes back to management and foresight and people that are very realistic. And I think you got a group of folks in these companies that are just those things.
I think you're absolutely right. And we always love talking with you. Everything else going well for you, Daniel?
Yep, hanging in there.
What's your next big story before we run out of time here?
Oh, I don't know. I think, let's just say that I think that the battery plant sweepstakes continues.
Yeah, when politics gets involved.
In multiple states, you know, you've seen recently what happened in Virginia. So
yep, that was.
I think there's more to come on that front.
All right.
Within the next month or 6 weeks.
We'll look for it. Thank you, Daniel. Daniel House, Detroit News Senior Editor for Business and Auto, right here on WJR.